Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve the Most High God, and we are grateful that He is our King. He is our Father. Ain't nobody greater than Him. We acknowledge you as Lord, Father. We acknowledge you as God. We acknowledge you as our Father. We acknowledge you as the King of all kings. You are the one who created kings. You are Jehovah Elohim. You are the God that has all power. All power is in your hand. So we acknowledge you today. We are grateful, Father, that you came on with us, O God, and that you never leave us. You never forsake us, O God. You are everywhere all at the same time. You are Jehovah Yahweh. You are a divine Father of salvation. You saved us, O God. You snatched us out the hand of the enemy, O God, and placed us carefully in your almighty palm. So we are grateful today, Father God, that you are Jehovah Roha, our shepherd. Ain't no shepherd greater than you, Lord God. You watch over your flock. If one stray, oh, Father God, you go with the rod and you pull them back in, oh, God. You say that you, even though the 99 are intact, you'll go for that one that's out of place, oh, God. So we thank you. There ain't nobody greater than you, Father God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shema. You are here. You are there. You are present with us even now, oh, God. So, Father, we just come to say thank you for your holy presence, O God. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and glorious name. Nobody greater than you, Father God. We can search the highest mountain. We can go way down to the depths of the sea. We can go south, east, west, and north, but we can't find nobody greater than you, O God. We searched all over the world. We realize, we came to the knowledge that there is nobody greater. No matter where we go in the world, nobody's greater than you. You're in all parts of the world. You're in every continent. You're in North America, South America. You're in Europe. You're in Asia. You're in Australia. You are everywhere, all at the same time. And, Father, we are so grateful. Even you are in Africa, oh, God. You're everywhere. It's no place that you are not. Why wouldn't we serve a great God like you, who's everywhere? You see all. You said you made the eyes, shall you not see? You made the ears, you hear. There is no place that you are not. I thank you that you are everywhere, oh, God. And, Father God, I thank you that you feel your fullness is in the earth. You even own the earth and everybody in it. Everything and everybody belong to you, Father God, whether they are aware of it or not. In the name of Jesus, you made the eyes. You hear every conversation. Nothing is hidden from you, O God. You made the mouth and you speak to your people. You are able to speak to your people. Father God, you know your people by name. You know us so well, you know our fingerprints. You know us so well, you know how many hairs we have upon our head. You know us so well, O God. You know the sound of our voice. You made our voice, Prince, O God. And so, Father, you are able to say, yeah, that's my son. Yeah, that's my daughter. They're calling on my name. And so I'm going to hear and answer their prayers in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you are a great healer, Jehovah Rapha. When we need a healing in our body, you are the great physician. You are the balm in Gilead. You are the one who heals our souls even, oh God. Oh, what a great God you are. You are righteous God. You are Jehovah Sikkenu. You are a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. Ain't nobody greater than you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we stand in awe of you this evening, O God, and we say, oh, hallelujah, to the great King, to the almighty King. Father God, when we look in the sky and we see the clouds, even the rain clouds you send, O God, to shower down upon the earth just the right amount of rain, O God, in the name of Jesus. And you even speak to the winds and the rain, and you say, be thou still, and they obey you, O God. So, Father, we come to repent because we are made in your image, and we sometimes are stubborn. Sometimes we're rebellious, and we refuse to obey you, O God. Sometimes we only honor you with our lips, O God. But, Father, we come today to honor you with our whole heart, and we say, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, in Jesus' name. So, Father, we are blessed and highly favored that you are our Lord, that you are our shepherd. And, Father, you even take care of children. Even those babies that are being born today are born in your mighty image. They're even the ones, Lord God, whose mothers are pushing them into the world. Right now, you are there assisting them to come into the world, and you are giving them life and life more abundantly. All the way to the elderly, O God. You have given them long lives, O God. So, Father, we thank you for the elderly who've come, O God, in the name of Jesus, a long ways, O God. They have learned, Father God, that trials come to make them stronger. So I thank you for those elderly who call on your name. And I lift up the elderly who has never called on your name, who've never claimed you as Lord, who's never claimed you as Savior. And I decree and declare that they will be saved before they leave this earth, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you today. We give you thanks and praise for what you're doing and what you're going to do. So, Father God, we cover ourselves, our family, our possessions, in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God, of you, O God, surround and protect our lives from destruction, all destructions, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels, O God, encamp around us and protect us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be our covering and protect our backs, O God. Hold us up and we will be safe. Your name, O Jesus, is a strong tower. Into it, Lord Jesus, we will run and we are safe in you, O God. Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from them who puffed us, O God. Let them dwell in our land. Let us dwell in our land safely, O God. Let us be safe, O God, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies, O God. Let us, O God, lie down and rest in safety. We will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid, O God. Keep us as the apple of your eye, and hide us under the shadow of your wings, O God. We will trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Be our covert from the storms and the rain. We acknowledge you as the great king. Be our covert, O God, in the name of Jesus, from the wind and the tempest, O God. Cover our heads in the day of battle, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy this day, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for turning our enemies back. Cover us with your feathers, O God. Be our defense and our refuge, Father God. We thank you for defending us and delivering us, even from our enemies that are too strong for us. Oh, let your glory be our defense, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Defend us, from those who rise up against us, O God. Lord, you are our shield and our hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. Let your truth be our shield. Lord, you are our sun and shield. Lord, you are our shield, an exceeding great reward. You are great and greatly to be praised. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because you are our shield for us, O God. You are a strong tower from our enemy, and we bless you today, Father God. We honor you today, Father God. And, Father, we just thank you for families today, fathers and mothers and children and grandparents and uncles and aunts and cousins. We thank you for every family member. You are the one who created families, O God. So, Father God, we thank you for strengthening the family unit, O God, In the name of Jesus, we thank you for fathers obeying you, mothers obeying you, children obeying their parents so they can have long lives, oh God. Children obeying you, Father God. And Father, we thank you for those fathers who are overseers of their families, Father God, who work hard so their families can have their needs met, oh God, so they can have abundant supply, so they can have what they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for families, Father God, who pray together, Father God, who take time out, oh God, through their busy day and say, let's honor our God today. Let's call on the name of our God. And Father, I thank you for those families who bend the knee, oh God, who bow before you, Father God, who acknowledge you as Lord. I thank you for those families, Father God, being protected and cared about, oh God. Oh, Father God, let not their hearts be troubled, oh God. Allow them to continuously trust in you, oh God, and you will bring them through, Father God. And Father God, I thank you for the family unit, oh God, drawing closer to you, Father God. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for every family, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus for their standard. They would lift up you as a standard, oh God, and they would have godly standards in their families, oh God. I pray, Father God, for our nation families and our nation to be restored to you, Father God. We repent, Father God, for every way that we've gotten out of line, every way that we've not acknowledged you as God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Father God. May there be such a resurgence in the public forum of the benefits of a godly family, O God. May it become apparent to those who form public opinion that family values represented in the scripture are in the path in which lead to our nation, O God. Heal America, O God. Every family, beginning with the president, O God, of the United States, O God. Keep our President Obama safe as he's in the city today, Father God. I thank you, O God, for what you're doing for he and his family, O God, his wife, his children, their extended families, Father God. We lift up leaders in the land today, Father God. Every leader that you have chosen, we lift them up, O God, in the name of Jesus. And even those you didn't choose, O God, who are placed in office, we pray that you would save those, even the ones you didn't choose, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we honor you today for what you're about to do for our great nation, America, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we are one nation under you, O God, that you, Father God, are the Lord and Savior of America, O God. Father, we need help in our nation. Our nation is embracing sodomy, O God. And so we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to break every sodomite spirit in our land, O God. In the name of Jesus, we say holiness is the way. Holiness is the way. Holiness is the way. So, Father God, we thank you today for this being a holy nation, starting with our president. In the name of Jesus, even to the people who walk the streets who have nowhere to lay their heads, we say holiness is the way. Righteousness is the way. And we thank you, O God, for mass numbers of people being saved, even on today, O God. Save us. Save your people from this untoward generation. Save your people from darkness, O God. Bring them into your marvelous light, O God. And we just thank you for forgiving us, O God, for being ignorant, O God. At one time, you winked at ignorance, but now you are calling everybody to repentance, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for a mass repentance coming forth that people will begin to bow. Those people who have come up against you, those Saul spirits, O God, we thank you that they will no longer be Sauls in the land, persecuting your people, martyring your people because they believe in you. Oh, God, I thank you for the Pauls coming forth, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the Pauls will come forth in great, great ways, oh, God. They will go into the marketplace, oh, God, and they will speak your word in the name of Jesus, the word that you're putting within them, the word you're downloading in them to bring to your people, oh, God. That nothing by any means shall harm them in the name of Jesus. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Sister G, also known as Caretha Gantling. We gather in the name of the Most High God this evening. He is truly our King. He is the Almighty. He is our Father. He is in heaven, and he's right here on earth with us. He's holy. He's righteous. His name is holy. In the name of Jesus, we serve a God who nothing is impossible for him to do. So we just thank him today that he is the King of Kings. So today I'm going to say a prayer for our children. You know, this is a prayer that parents can say for the children. You know, Jesus said, suffer the little children to come to him. Do not stop them, he said. Do not stop the children. You know, many parents, you know, hear their children say, they may be 3-4 years old. I want to know Jesus. Don't stop them. Don't stop them, because God is calling them forth, even the young ones. He's put his spirit in them too. He said, because the kingdom of heaven is for the children as well. So don't stop them. Allow them to come forth. Don't wait till their hearts get hardened where they say, I don't want to serve God. No, allow them while their hearts are pliable and moldable and really want God, while their hearts are tender and they really want God. They want to know the King of Kings. They want to know Almighty for themselves. You know, children have a way of telling us things, and we think, oh, they don't know what they talk about. Yes, they do. God is making our children wise, wise today. So listen to the children. I'm going to read today in Psalm 63, 1 through 11. So listen as I read the word of God, and read it to your children. Daily read the word. Don't just tell them, go read your Bible. And they say, you ask them, did you read your Bible? Yeah. What did you read? They don't have a clue. So you read it with them. Listen to them. You know, I remember teaching in Sunday school, 3- and 4-year-olds. I will never forget a Wednesday night Bible class. This little girl was 4 years old. She didn't even know the alphabet in her name. We used to sit and study the books of the Bible, and I had little trucks where I would have them match up the books of the Bible and put the little trucks with the books of the Bible in order. Each little truck had Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Each little truck had a book of the Bible on them. And that little girl was 4 years old, and I used to teach them the book. And she learned Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy before she could spell her own name. And I remember her grandmother came to me and said, Sister G, you know my grandbaby knows the books of the Bible? And she can't even spell her name. So you know what? Even the young ones can understand if you teach them. And this little girl had a hunger and thirst for righteousness, even though she was only 4 years old. So listen while I read the word to you, and don't neglect to read it to your children, because they are part of the kingdom too, and they need to be fed daily. Don't starve your children of spiritual food. Don't starve them. So when they start sucking their eyes and rolling their teeth, because they starved for the word, you know, the word will cut that out of them. So here we go, Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and a thirsty land, where no water is, to see your power and your glory. So as I have seen you in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Not just lips, but joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of the wings will I rejoice. In the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, O God. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek after those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They will fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. So that is the word of the Lord. You know, his word is holy. His word is righteous. His word is able to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So if you need a cleansing and a purging, read the word of God. When you get in your Bible, you don't know where to turn to, say, Lord, what would you have me to read today? You know our children are precious to the Lord. And he loves them. He loves our children. And you know, he said again, I'm going to tell you this again. In Matthew 6:14, he says, allow the children to come to me. Don't stop them. Don't forbid them. They are part of the kingdom too. Hallelujah. Our children are part of the almighty kingdom also. God made special promises for our children. So listen as I share some of God's promises with you for our children. You know, he loves you. He don't leave anybody out now. He remembered you when you were little, and he remembers you now as an adult. So no matter what age you are, he remembers you. You know, there's a lady that come on our show that's 90 years old, and don't you know God knows her name? My aunt Mildred, who lives here in Jacksonville, turned 102 years old this year. Don't you know he birthed her in her mother's belly 102 years ago? Not 2 years, 102 years ago. And he still know her voice. He still answers her prayers. So we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. Ain't nobody greater than our God. I don't care where you go. You could go to North Carolina, South Carolina. You could go to Tennessee, Washington State. You could go to Alaska, Hawaii, any continent in the United States. You're not going to find anybody greater than our God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Almighty. So I don't care what you do, where you search, I'm telling you, you're not going to find nobody greater than our God. And you know what? He wants children to reverence him. In Deuteronomy 5:16, it says, honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged. You hear that? He said he'll prolong the days for the children when they honor their fathers and their mothers. That's still honoring God. When children honor their fathers and mothers, they're honoring God. And it may be well, that it may be well with you and in the land that which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You know, we don't just purchase property. God give it to you. He give it to you. You know, you may have to pay something for it, but really it's a blessing from the Lord. People have money sometimes and can't purchase property, but it's the Almighty God who gives to his children. You know, even children who are forsaken. Psalms 27:10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Those who seek him early, he said in Proverbs 8:17, if you seek him early. Now, you know, sometimes people get up 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. They're praying to the Almighty, 12 o'clock at night. They're praying to the Almighty. So he says, I love them that love me. And those that seek me early, guess what? We shall find him. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. He is fully alert, fully awake, and waiting on us to call on his name. He said, yeah, that's my son. Yeah, that's my daughter. That's the one I birthed in Louisiana. Yeah, that's the one I birthed in Jacksonville. Yeah, that's the one I birthed in Michigan. Yeah, that's the one I birthed in Africa. Yeah, that's the one I birthed in Sudan, Africa. That's the one I birthed over in China. That's the one I birthed in Japan. Don't you know he know all of our voices? 10 million people can pray to him at 3 a.m. every morning, but he knows our voices in particular. Now, how many can say that you know somebody who can do that? Oh, no. Nobody greater than him. Nobody can do that kind of greatness but our God. He said, you know, he wants obedient children. Proverbs 8:32. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. God has his ways. Now, you know what? Our ways are evil. He said, even our righteousness is, you know, filthy rags. But his way is the best way. And, you know, the little lambs, the flock, they belong to God. His children, we're his little lambs, his flock. In Isaiah 40:11, he says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom and shall gently. Now, listen to this. Even though he's strong and mighty, he's still got a gentle side. He shall gently carry them. He shall gently lead them, those that are with young. Now, you know what? Even mothers, he's gently leading them. They're carrying babies, but he's gently leading them. He knows what it takes. He knows what mothers go through during the birth process. Now, you know what? He even has a word for the little children, Mark 10:14. But when Jesus saw it, he said he was much displeased. What did he see? And he said unto them, his disciples, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And, you know, children can be believers. Acts 2:39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children. God has promises for all of us and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. The commandment with promise. This is a commandment with promise. Now, you know God has given us commandments, but this one has a promise. Honor. I'm going to say it again. Honor. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, you know, we have children today. They haven't been trained by their parents to honor them. And God is not just displeased with the children, he's displeased with the parents. I hear so many parents say, you know how these kids are today. Yeah, but they belong to you. How did you rear them? Did you rear them to honor you and respect you, to obey you? Or did you just say, well, you know what? That, you know, the law said we can't do it. Well, would you rather have a short casket or would you rather do what God said? God said, spare the rod, spoil the child. He said, if you beat them, it won't kill them. So if we obey what God says, he's going to do the rest. He'll take care of us. I want to share a poem with you. And this poem is called, If a Child Lives. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. This is by Dorothy Law Nolte. This is an old poem. It's not new. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilt. He learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. I'm going to say that one again. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what is truth. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and in others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live in. So you can pull that up on the internet if you don't have a copy of that. It's called If a Child Lives With by Dorothy. What's her name again? It's Doratha, I believe it is. D-O-R-A-T-H-Y, Law Noite, N-O-I-T-E. So pull it up. Look it over. Prayer, this is a prayer for our children, and I'm going to pray out of Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book, Prayers That Bring Change. I tell you what, you know, I announced it Saturday about the healing services that they had at Spoken Word last night. I tell you what, it was so awesome. If you want to call it off the chain, it was made in heaven. I pray that God and the angels were rejoicing because it was such high praise in the house last night. It was awesome. I mean, I saw a man, he was rolled in a wheelchair. It looks like, you know, he was not even aware of his surroundings. But, you know, things happen to us. But we have prayed for miracles, signs, and wonders. I tell you, a miracle took place last night. As Apostle Kimberly Daniels began to pray and her husband began to pray, you know, this man got up out the wheelchair. I'm telling you what I witnessed. He wasn't a plant. He got up out the wheelchair, and he walked. He hadn't, I don't know how long since he walked, but I do know the man was in a wheelchair. And he got up, and he walked. And then when there was praise in the house, the man got up and did a dance. Now, you know that's awesome. It was an awesome time in the Lord last night. So I just thank God for what he did in the house of God last night. Guess what? He'll do it for you. He ain't no respecter of persons. So, you know, we just got to be in a place where we can receive what we need. Sometimes people are told by God and instructed by him, to be in a certain place at a certain time. Don't you know they ignore him? They say, oh, well, I'll do it next time. No, you got to obey God. So this is a prayer. It's called the prayer from Apostle Kim's book, Prayers That Bring Change. You can call the church and get a copy of this book if you like. It's got some awesome prayers. Let me see. I believe the church number is 765-5001. Spoken Word Ministries. You can order this book. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity for our children. We repent, Father God, for the sins and iniquities of our past or present that may work against the lives of our children in a negative fashion. We call out our children by name. Let every hidden snare, let every hidden secret, let every hidden secret, hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever. We command every generational sin in our lives and in the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from their heritage now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children's navels. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow to our children. Every demonic, unbiblical cord is severed. All inheritances that rebelliously flow through our bloodline are cut off from them forever. All destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed, We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly associations. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are not bound by the influences of the spirit, by the spirit of this world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the head of our children through association, incantation, or generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confessions are broken. All negative words spoken of our children through ignorance or intention are erased. We cause doors that have been illegitimately or legally made a way for demonic activity to operate in our children's lives to be closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives, even while they were sleeping, are uprooted. The fallow grounds are broken up. The seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through a nightmare or a dark vision through astral activity is closed continually. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep and divine rest upon them. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in Jesus' name. We take authority over the terrors that come by night and declare that as the sun rises, it shall shine favor upon our seed. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall fulfill the call of the Lord and be blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperous over the heads of our children, and they shall live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world shall not overcome them, because they are children of light. The countenances of our children shall shine above the children of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but shall be continually transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to our children. The heathen shall be their inheritance. They shall possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The God of the cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against them. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes, people, places, or things with demons attached. The borders of our children are being extended. They shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no rule over our seed. We circumcise our children with a sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and we pull them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive from God. They shall speak over their seed the words we speak over them. Our children shall not be prematurely taken out by sickness, by disease, accidents, incidents, or cares of this world. They should live long, prosperous lives and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let these words that we have spoken be forever programmed in the heavens. Amen, amen. So I thank God that we are able, you know, to call upon his name. We are able to call upon the Most High. We are able to pray for our children. So let's do it while we're able. You know, there may come a time where you're not able to pray for your children. You may be in one continent, they may be in another. So pray for them. When I say they may pray with them daily. Don't let them just, you know, be children that are ignorant of God's word. Teach them about who God is. Teach them about the Almighty, the one who created them. Train them up to his ways so when they get old, they won't depart. Now, you know, some people say, well, you know, they're teenagers, but so what? They have many godly teenagers. They have many godly children who call on his name. They're constantly in prayer, constantly being obedient to God. So call on his name. He's waiting for us, you know, in the secret place. He's waiting on us to call on his name. He loves it when we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. He loves it. He waits on us in the secret place. So don't forget, don't run in and out the secret place. Just dwell there and listen for his voice. He has things to tell you, and he also wants to listen to you. But you know what? We need to learn to listen to the voice of God. I hear some people say, something told me to do that. No. If it was godly, it was God. Now, the enemy will tell you things, too, just like he told Eve. He tried to twist God's word, but he tricked her. But don't let the enemy trick you. And pray for me that the enemy don't trick me. Pray for each other that the enemy, you know, will not trick us, but that we will be, you know, steadfast in the word. We'll be unmovable. When the enemy comes and speaks, we'll say, it is written. That's what Jesus did when the enemy, you know, he had just got through fasting 40 days, and the enemy came to him. I know he was tired and hungry. The enemy came to him, and he said, if you do this, he said, it is written. Get thee hence, Satan, it is written. And we got to follow God's, the Lord Jesus Christ's example. It is written. So today our study is going to be coming from Proverbs, the 10th chapter. You know, we've been in Proverbs for quite a while. But Proverbs, there's much wisdom. As Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. And I tell you what, he was so wise, we can learn from him. But even though he was wise, he didn't always follow his own wisdom. So let us be wise, but let us follow, you know, the wisdom of God. All right, Proverbs 10:12-32. I probably won't read the whole thing, just some of it. Proverbs 10, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of them that are void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. Their labor of the labor of the righteous tended to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin. He is the way of life that keepeth instruction. But he that refuseth reproof, errors. He that hideth hatred with his lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little wrought. Worth is little worth. The tongue of the just is as silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die for want of wisdom. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. It addeth no sorrow. It is as a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. So, you know, that's Solomon speaking to his son. And he taught his son to be wise, to know, you know, when to speak, when to be quiet. So, he talked to his son. He gave him wise words. And, you know, Job talks about wisdom. Job 6:25 says, how forcible are the right words, but who do your arguing reprove? Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. You know, so Proverbs talks about much, much wisdom. And we have to remember, you know, God is all wise, all knowing. What do we know? We don't know. I don't know very much at all. Every day I'm discovering new truths in the Bible. And it's been there all along. But the more I study His Word and the more I read His Word, I'm like, oh, my God, thank you for that truth, oh, God. You know, when we have truth, truth helps us to be set free. You know, a lot of times we don't have understanding of God's Word. And, you know, we speak things that we shouldn't sometimes. I know I've spoken so many things. I said, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that. But Psalms 32:9 says, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held with a bit and a bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Proverbs 12:11 says, he tilleth his land, shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. You know, we need knowledge. We need knowledge. Proverbs 2:3 says, if thou criest after knowledge, and lift up your voice for understanding. So we got to cry after knowledge. We got to look for it, search for it. Proverbs 4:5 says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. So we got to get wisdom. Now, I want to say another prayer. This is a prayer that parents can say for their children. It says, Heavenly Father, make us better parents. Teach us to understand our children, to listen to patiently to what they have to say, and to answer all their questions kindly. Keep us from interrupting them or contradicting them. Make us as courteous to them as we would have them be to us. Forbid, Lord, that we should ever laugh at their mistakes or resort to shame or ridicule them when they displease us. May we never punish them for our own selfish satisfaction or to show our power. Let us not tempt our children to lie or steal, and guide us and guide us hour by hour, that we may demonstrate by all we say and do that honesty produces happiness. Reduce, I pray, the meanness in us, and when we are out of sorts, help us, O Lord, to hold our tongue. May we be ever mindful that our children are children, and we should not expect them to have the judgment of adults. Let us not rob them of the opportunity to wait on themselves or to make decisions. Let us, Father God, bless our children. Bless us with the bigness to grant them all their reasonable requests, and the courage to deny them privileges we know that will not harm them, O God. Make us fair and just and kind, and fit us, O Lord, to be loved and respected and imitated by our children. In Jesus' name we pray. So as we continue on our study in Proverbs, Proverbs 10:15 says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. And Job, you know, Job is a wise man also. Job said, if I have made gold my home, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence. Proverbs 30 says that, remove far from me vanity and lies, and give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food convenient for me. I'm sorry, I missed writing the verse down, but it is Proverbs 30. Isaiah 3:7 says, in that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be a healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Proverbs 10:16 says, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked is sin. So, you know what? There are saints in this world and there are sinners. There are righteous people and there are unrighteous people. Proverbs 11:5 says, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Proverbs 12:7, the wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. I'm going to do one more verse. Proverbs 10:17 says, he is in the way of life. He is in the way of life that hopeth that keepeth instruction. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. But he that refuseth reproof, error. Proverbs 11:5, the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. I was reading the wrong verses. Isaiah 26, the right way. Isaiah 26:7, the way of the just is uprightness. Uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. So, you know, God is a God who gives instruction. And so when he instructs us, we have to follow his instruction. 1 Samuel 9:27. And they were going down to the end of the city. Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed, but stand still, while I may show thee the word of God. So he was instructing him, Matthew 5:2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, you know, the word of God is true. It enriches the soul. Study the word of God daily to be pleasing to God. You know, it's difficult to please people. You know, sometimes they please by this, sometimes they please by that, and other times you just can't seem to satisfy them at all. But our Creator, the Almighty, we should be obedient to him. If we love him, we will obey him. The two go hand in hand, synonymous, love and obedience. All right. Is there anyone who needs salvation? Salvation is the key to accept God. Without salvation, we do not please God. We live in sin, and sin is against God's law. Is there anyone who is not saved? Press 1. Okay, I believe that everybody's saved on here. And, you know, Romans 10:9-10 talks about salvation. We have to confess the Lord with our mouths, and then salvation will come forth. Read Romans 9:9-10. All right, now, if you are saved and you belong to the Lord, God, but you have backslidden or without knowing it, have you lost your relationship with your first love? You know, when you first fall in love with someone, you know how you feel. You want to spend every waking moment with them. You want to share who you are. You want to get to know them. So it is, you know, even better with the Father. We want his presence all the time. We want to be around him. You know, we want his approval, we want his love, we want his hand of mercy, his gift and his abundant life, his blessings, his benefits. Now, you know, on our side, we have to be obedient to show him. You know, we have something to do also. We have to be obedient to show him we love him. We must honor him, not just with our lips, but with our whole heart. So is anyone back to listen today? Press 1. All right. Well, it looks like we're all in good standing with the Father. I appreciate it. Does anyone need prayer today? Press 1. Anybody needing prayer? Press 1. Make your request known today. Press 1. All right. Looks like everybody's prayed up. Hallelujah. I thank God that you are prayed up. Now I want to make a special announcement. If this ministry has been a blessing to you and has enriched your life in some way, and is especially if the Holy Spirit is leading you to sow a seed to our ministry, please do so by contacting or by sending a seed to Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida 32203. And in case you need it for business purposes, you can send it to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida. That's our business, okay? So I thank God for each of you being on the line with us, and I look forward to you being on each time. Anyone have a brief testimony that they want to share today? Any testimonies, press 1. You know, sharing the goodness of the Lord. You know, how has God blessed you, you know, today? Or any time. Just share something with us. All right, you guys are kind of quiet out there today in Voice to Men, Girls to Ladies. That's okay. At least you're listening. I thank God for you listening. Now, I want to tell you, I have a testimony I want to share with you. You know, I'm in the marketplace almost every day when I go out. Sometimes I'm in Walmart praying with people. I may be in Family Dollar, maybe in Winn-Dixie. I may be just walking down the street, and the Lord will point out people for me to pray for. So yesterday I was out, and I had to go to Winn-Dixie to pick up some items, so while I was there, the Lord pointed out someone for me to pray for. And as I stepped outside, there were two young ladies there outside, and I asked them if they wanted prayer. They said, oh, well, we prayed up. And I said, you sure? You know, I don't mind praying for you. I talked with them for a few minutes, and I walked on towards my car, and it was another young lady, and the Lord said, I want you to pray for her. So I stopped and prayed with this young lady. And as I was praying for her, the police walked up, and he waited till I finished praying for the young lady, and then he said, ma'am, I didn't know why he was there. I thought he was there to talk to the other young lady. He was there to speak to me. He said, ma'am, a lot of people don't like what you're doing, you know, out here. So, you know, somebody reported you, and so we're going to have to ask you to leave the parking lot, this area, cease, you know, what you're doing. I said, okay, I'm finished. I got in my car and I left. But you know what? The devil is busy. Those were young women who needed a prayer from the Lord, but they, you know, were unable to receive it for whatever reason. They didn't want it, but I thank God for the opportunity. But, you know, here's the point. When you step on the devil's tail, he say, ouch. So he didn't want those young ladies prayed for, but guess what? I prayed for them when I got in my car, and I asked the Lord to forgive them for going to the police on me and, you know, for rejecting the Lord. They didn't reject me. They rejected him. You know, when the disciples were out and people said no, they were rejecting Jesus, not us. I was just doing what the Lord told me. And I thank God for the opportunity. And, you know, it just let me know that the devil is busy. There are people who are doing righteous things out here, and a lot of them are being arrested for doing what the Lord tells them to do. But you know what? God is an awesome God. He intends for us to do what he tells us to do. Even parents, when they say, you know, you can't spank them. Oh, my God, what are you bringing in your home? So we have to obey God. And I thank God. The police just waited there while I obeyed God, and then he spoke to me. But I was through by then, and I moved on. But I thank God, you know, he has a plan for all of us, and we have to obey him. So I thank God for that opportunity. That's my testimony. Anybody else have a testimony? Anybody else have anything they want to share? Well, it's 6 o'clock. You know, I could give you testimony after testimony after testimony. I also prayed for the young lady in the parking lot yesterday, and she was really grateful. She said, oh, thank you, ma'am. I pray for many people on the street, and they are truly grateful. That was the first time a police ever told me I couldn't do it. But, you know, I thank God. They allow all kinds of things on the street to happen. Don't say nothing about that. But when righteousness goes forth, the devil get busy. But anyway, I thank God for you being on. Boys to men, girls to ladies, today it's closing time. Unless somebody has something to say, you can press 1. You know, continually lift me up in prayer. I thank God for him choosing me to serve him. I am honored to serve the Most High God. I am honored to be a child of the Most High God. And it's nothing greater than being a child of the King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is Almighty King. So, as I said, it's closing time. I look forward to hearing from you this Saturday. We'll be on Bible Story Land, not tomorrow, but the next day, July 20th. You know, this month is almost gone. I thank God that I will be 65 years old coming up on the 23rd of this month. I just thank God for all the years that he has given me to live. And I thank him for abundant life. So I love each of you. I thank God for you being on. I want you to know that even though I love you, God loves you more. He's the one who birthed you in the world. He's the one who watches over you every day. You know, I'm a limited person. I can only do, you know, I can't even see across the street that far, but God can see across the world, and he can look over you, watch over you morning, noon, and night. So I thank God that he is the all-seeing, all-knowing God who loves each one of us. So don't forget, study the word, be obedient to God, and I thank God for each of you. Be blessed. Have a God-filled week, a God-filled evening, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. I love y'all. Bye. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Jesus.